Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. As we get ready for a new acquisition for the Jets, I'm going to give you the top five Adams in New York.
The top five Adams.
Here we go.
Number five.
Adam Richman, Brooklyn born and raised, man versus food, elite show.
It's a good one.
Evan's never heard of Adam Richman.
I don't know who Adam Richman is.
You got to watch something else besides Scooby-Doo, the Mets, and whatever the world
I watched the VP debate last night.
I'm a loser.
Half of it. I watched some post-game reaction, which I usually don't do, but I did. I also watched a documentary on Monica Lewinsky. So
wow,
trust
you
me,
did
I'm
it all last night.
I'm all over the place, baby.
Okay.
Which one inspired you most?
Oh,
that's a shame. Astros are no longer in this game. Okay, here we go.
We'll provide a full update.
Okay. Number four.
All right, here we go. There was a double, I believe, for the Tigers that scored two runs to break a 2-2 tie in the eighth inning.
A bases-clearing double off of Josh Hader.
Triple.
A bases-clearing triple in the bottom of the eighth inning off the bat of Andy Ibanez has given the Detroit Tigers a 5-2 lead. Yeah. They are six outs away from sending the Astros, who have been in every ALCS since 2017. Haven't missed one.
Right.
They are six outs away from sending them home.
By the way, was that his first batter, first pitch?
No, he walked the first batter he faced.
Thank God they spent all that money on Hader that Evan won the Yankees.
Let's see how your bullpen does before you talk.
All right, we're up to number four. Number four in the top five Adams in New York.
Yes.
Tony Adams, part of the 2024 Jets defense starting safety. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Adam Fox might be the next Adam in New York to win a championship.
I'm surprised you didn't put him number one.
Well, there's more Adams to deal with.
I'm just a little surprised.
I know
one
Adam
is
not making it.
And here we go.
Number two.
Adam Graves, never left New York, 94 champion.
My first hockey game.
So at this point, Adam.
From Adam Graves.
Yeah.
At this point, Adam Pelech is not making it.
New.
Of the New York Islanders.
Nope. Okay. Heart and soul guy.
Adam Ottavino not making it.
No. Eric Adams not making it.
Here we go.
Number one.
It's got to be Adam Sandler. All the New York ties he has. Great actor. Everything. The Sandman is up there. Can Devante Adams crack this list if and when he gets here? Good luck, Jet fans. Enjoy James Harden. That's your Cinco de Fivo.
What? Are you okay with that comparison? He's basically saying that Devante Adams is going to force his way to the Jets the way James Harden did.
Big athlete, crying his way out, forcing his way to a team that, you know, basically is a super team with a former teammate he had. I don't know. A lot of correlation.
I just think, I mean,
life is repeating itself.
He seems like a nicer guy. Let's put it that way.
Well, not everything's a perfect comp.
I also think Devante Adams is probably, you know, not fattening himself up to work his way out of a team.
Yeah.
And also,
he's going to be in elite shape when and if he gets here.
And James Harden, like, had a long history with the Houston Rockets. He wasn't drafted there, but he was traded there and became a star there, really. Devante Adams and the Raiders, like, what the hell's the connection?
Again, I'm not saying it's a perfect comp, Ev. I'm just looking at the Nets and Jets. I've lived the life. You lived the life.
Sean,
you're living it again.
Sean, that's fine. I am living the life.
They did him wrong, by the way.
Devante Adams by trading Derek Carr?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you.
That's why he went
there. They cut Derek Carr,
right.
Yeah, they even trade him.
They trade him.
I understand that the Jets are doing a lot of things like the Brooklyn Nets. As a fan of both, I raise my hand and admit, wow, art imitating life. This is crazy. Or life imitating life. You love football, Sean.
I do.
I want you to do something that's very difficult for you to do. I do it very well. Tiki does it better than anybody.
Diet, probably.
I want you to be an IFO for 1 second.
An IFO.
Okay? You're an IFO. You're an independent football observer.
Uh-huh.
Do you think the New York Jets should trade for Devante Adams?
I do. And I also thought the Nets should trade for James Harden.
Okay.
When you get so far down a road, I think you should.
Okay, that's not even... I get your point. By the way, we're in agreement.
All right.
If we're in agreement, and you agree the Jets should trade for Devante Adams, what are you mocking them for? You think they should do it.
It's almost like
it's a tactic because you're afraid that it's going to help and work.
No.
By the way, I think it will help a little bit. Then what are you criticizing them for?
Because And this is in any society. The more you add to a hierarchy, and then when the crash and burn happens, which I do think it will happen, there is a little bit of comic relief at the
end. It's the old Washington model, back when they were always trying to buy the championship.
Right.
And bring in Bruce Smith and then Deion Sanders.
Yeah, Albert Haynesworth.
Albert Haynesworth, which was probably the worst one because he didn't. Yeah. He never produced for them. But it's maybe it works.
Right.
It very rarely ever does.
Right. And then the more cookies out of that cabinet for the Jets, the more that rebuild when they need to do it is going to be harder to do.
Really think giving up a second round pick next year, which I'm not trying to minimize.
It's a new contract.
By the way, Joe Douglas shouldn't worry about that. Sal shouldn't worry about that. And you should try to get every piece possible to try for Aaron. There's no doubt about it. I'm just saying.
Then I still don't understand.
The last time this worked was the Rams. Rams did this effectively, but they were committed to it for like 4 years.
And the Rams already had a foundation, at least went to a Super Bowl before they added
the Rams piece. Also have a head coach that knows what the hell he's doing. Because I think one of the concerns about Robert Saleh, and look, you could argue I'm wrong, Robert Saleh is going to prove to be a great head coach. My counter is he hasn't proven it yet. So if he's going to become something I haven't seen yet or none of us have seen yet, then you're just predicting the future. And I hope you're right.